You are listening to the Daily Roundup. It's part of the Reality Steve podcast. I am your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in on this Thursday show. Got a couple things to go over in the Bachelor franchise with you in regards to Joey, in regards to production. Kind of goes to what Dave and I were talking about. Also, a little bit about, I was on Courtney's podcast yesterday, and a little bit in regards to that. There is going to be, it looks like, an Office reboot. I'll read you the details on that that came out last night. And then, yes, thank you for those who messaged me in regards to an update regarding Chick-fil-A Girl on TikTok. And we will get to all that momentarily. So here we are. I'm in Las Vegas. As I'm recording this on Wednesday night, I brought all my stuff. I brought all my insulin pens, and I feel weird right now. I don't know what it is. Like, my stomach is kind of turning, but I've barely had anything to eat today. My blood sugar levels are normal. I don't know what it is, but I will power through this, and hopefully it's just, nothing. I don't know. I don't even know what I feel, because I don't feel sick. I don't know. I can feel kind of weak. I don't know. Anyway, all right, let's get started. So tonight, today's podcast and tomorrow's podcast we're recording from my hotel room. That's probably why it sounds a little bit different. Probably sounds a little more hollow than my microphone at home, because I record into my phone here for these. But yeah, this is probably going to be a little bit shorter. I don't know what's going on. No need to be alarmed. I just feel weird. All right. One of the things, as we know, approaching on Monday is Joey's finale. And once again, there seems to be a lot of chatter on the internet about what's going on, and are Joey and Kelsey even a couple anymore? And Kelsey has slowed down her Instagram posts ever since the TikTok she did, where she was clearly caught at a happy couple weekend. And I mean, it's fairly straightforward and fairly simple in that Joey and Kelsey are still together and they're engaged. Nothing's going to change. You're going to see that. You're going to see them as a couple for the first time on Monday night. And, you know, everything that I've told you in regards to Daisy and the thing that's never happened before and all that, like, again, I don't have every detail, but what I did tell you was correct. Daisy realizes on her last date with Joey that he is not in love with her, and he is in love with Kelsey. And she goes to tell her that. She's just like, it's not me, it's you. And I think that at this point, it's very hard to get details on something like that. I just know that's what happened. But I don't know what Joey said or did that night that made Daisy feel that way. He clearly didn't tell her, like, hey, I'm not feeling it with you, because obviously that would give it away. And I think maybe as a viewer who's watching, there might be a few people that are just like, well, doesn't that kind of give it away to the audience? Like, there's no suspense on the final rose ceremony day. No, there will be. Because maybe some people are thinking Daisy might change her mind. Or maybe some people are thinking that Kelsey doesn't believe Daisy. I don't know. But you're going to get to your happy ending with Joey and Kelsey. And I think that's what a lot of people want. And that's perfectly normal. And that's perfectly fine. And I think, you know, Daisy doing the noble thing and just kind of bowing out like she did, we've just never seen it before. So look for that, obviously, on Monday. But yeah, any suggestions otherwise that Joey and Kelsey have broken up or they're not together anymore or whatever, it's factually incorrect. They are together and they're engaged. Something that I was talking about on yesterday, I went on Courtney's podcast, and we kind of brought it up. We were talking about villains again and on this show and how toxic Bachelor Nation can get. and we know this, we know how toxic patronation can get. We've talked about this numerous times, but it's now turned into like going forward. And I even said this recently as well. Like, if you have a guy villain versus a woman villain on this show, guy villains are basically forgiven in like 24 hours. Yeah, people might be like, oh, I don't like that guy or whatever. But most of the women crowd usually forgives the men. And I don't know what it is other than the notion that women seem to love to tear down other women. I just don't know what the other explanation is, because here we are 4 months after the show filmed. And yes, I get audiences are seeing it for the first time, but the amount of criticism that Rachel's getting and, you know, Maria fans being so upset that Rachel got a rose over her and lashing out. And it's just going forward for the show, you're like, the thing is, the show has to have quote-unquote villains. The show has to have drama. The show has to have cattiness between two people or numerous people, because that's what people live for. It's like why anyone watches the Housewives show. If on Housewives of New York or Orange County or Beverly Hills, all these women got together and every episode was just a kumbaya moment for everybody, would anybody be watching these shows? No, they wouldn't. They absolutely would not. That's why you're looking at some of these shows and you're like, especially The Bachelor, they're kind of going in a circle because they want to tell us, hey, leave our contestants alone. They're real people. They have feelings too. You can, just because you see them on TV and they say something you didn't like or they do something you didn't like, doesn't mean you have to lash out at them. But yet the show is choosing to show women in certain lights. So you have to produce a show, and it's almost like, what is the show going to do going forward? Because the second, and they could say like, well, we're making a TV show. If this is the way they acted, this is the way they acted. But we all know that production and editing plays a role in how somebody looks and how somebody comes across as well. And I'm just wondering, what is the show going to do from here going forward? Because the second they make somebody a villain and play, you know, the villain music behind them when they're on the screen, it automatically triggers the audience to be like, oh, I don't need to like that person because the show doesn't like them. And the show is basically making sure that we know this person is a villain. So how does the show combat that? Are they just never going to have villains anymore on the show? I don't think that's the case. But that's the dilemma I think the show is in moving forward. It's like they don't want to put a villain out there. They don't want to, what I'm saying is when they choose to put a villain out there, this is what they get. And then they turn back around and say, hey, quit coming down on our contestants. Quit threatening them. Quit leaving nasty messages. Quit leaving racist messages. It's like, well, you're part of the problem, you know? And how do they combat that? How is it going to change? I don't even know if or how it can change. But moving forward, I think they got a real problem on their hands, because it's almost like they know who the audience is going to have a negative reaction to. And the second they do that and edit them a certain way, it's like it's almost on them, because you're inviting the public and you're inviting toxic patronation to lash out at this person. So it'll be really interesting going forward. Like I said, not so much the Bachelorette season, because on the Bachelorette season, male villains just don't last on this show. Not last on the show. I mean, last in the parasocial world. People just forgive them. And I'd say most of the men's behavior that we've had villains in the past is way worse than anything we've gotten from women. Yet they're forgiven right away because, I don't know, they're hot and women just excuse it and will make excuses for them. So it's really disheartening to see, but I'm really curious to see going forward how exactly they're going to do this, as my nose is running again. Anyway, I'm curious to see what happens going forward, because I think the show is in a tough spot now, because when they edit someone to be a villain, they're basically inviting hate. This podcast is brought to you by Earth Echo Foods and their healthy feel-good superfood product, Cacao Bliss. As a listener to this podcast, you can receive an additional 15% off exclusive offer when you visit shop.earthechofoods.com/realitysteve. Use discount code realitysteve. That's an additional 15% off when you visit shop.earthechofoods.com and use discount code shop.earthechofoods.com/realitysteve and use discount code Reality Steve. This podcast also brought to you by Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile has wireless plans starting at $15 a month. That's unlimited talk and text plus data for $15 a month. Choose from 3, 6, or 12-month plans and say goodbye to a monthly phone bill. Mint Mobile gives you the best rate whether you're buying for one or a family. And at Mint, families start at 2 lines. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same phone number along with all your existing contacts. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month, and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/realitysteve. That's mintmobile.com/realitysteve. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/realitysteve. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. So I saw this story pop up last night. And Office fans, one of the more popular comedies of all time, it looks like it might be expanding. Greg Daniels, who was the originator or the, I believe he was the creator or the writer on the original Office, is tasked now with creating a new series in the Office universe. And it says the series would be a follow-up to The Office, not an actual reboot, according to Deadline. While some familiar faces from the American series may pop up, this mockumentary-style show would be set in a different office and would follow different characters, so don't expect a return to Scranton or even necessarily to the Dunder Mifflin Paper Company. I almost feel like this is, I mean, look, when Office had success, along came the air conditioning just turned on. I wonder if you can hear that. You probably can. When it had success, they basically spun off Parks and Rec. You know, Parks and Rec became a thing because of the success of The Office. And I want to say that's kind of like what it's doing here. It's almost just like a different show. It's the same mockumentary style. There's no laugh track. People looking into the camera, breaking the fourth wall. So it seems like, yeah, the new show would be called The Office, but just with different people and a different company. And like you said, maybe you get some callbacks and you get some former contestants, originals coming back and being part of this new show, at least for cameos or whatever. But do these ever work? The Office was so great and such a classic show that you hate to ruin it by saying, oh, we're going to do another Office, but it's going to be a totally new cast and a completely different company. Same type of humor. Like, look, it's the same writer, so you're going to get the same type of humor, same kind of jokes. But I don't know. It's almost like leave well enough alone. It's why there's never been anything, any sort of Seinfeld reboot or Friends reboot. You just don't want to see it. Like, I don't know. I'm not thrilled about this. If you were an Office fan, are you excited about this? Is this the first you're hearing it? I don't know. I don't want it. If we're going to do any sort of Office reboot, reboot the original cast. Now, obviously, they've all moved on doing other things. It'd probably be hard to do that, but I would rather take that than this, what I just read. But who knows? Maybe it'll end up being halfway decent. I just don't know. I'm not sold on this, but I guess I wouldn't be sold until it actually happens and I see it. Then I can kind of go from there and be like, okay, it was halfway decent. And finally, I want to wrap up with this. Thank you to everyone who messaged me in regards to the Chick-fil-A girl on TikTok. Yeah, it was basically her and her sister screwing around. Now, I did see two videos. One video said she got fired, and then one video addressing it saying, no, I spoke to my boss. Everything is good. But I don't know the order of those videos, and I don't know if she is still working there or what the deal is. But it was kind of what I brought up. And when I asked the question the other night, I was like, was she just having fun and goofing off at work? And the answer is yes. And I guess her sister was the one that recorded it. So my questions are answered, other than I don't know if she still has her job or not. And did she just voluntarily quit because now she went viral on TikTok and she can make more money, I'm assuming, doing that than being a worker at Chick-fil-A. But I don't know what content she's put out. I have no idea. I think her name is Gina, or maybe Gina's her sister. I don't even know which one she is, but at least I have some answers as to what happened, because that was, it was such a viral video. I'm just like, I don't get it. What is she doing? Was she, did she know she was looking that, acting that way? And then apparently the answer is yes. The girl's just a goofball. So thanks for filling me in. And TikTok girl, if you're still working at Chick-fil-A, I will have Chick-fil-A sauce with my nuggets. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Follow me on Apple Podcasts. Also, rate and review, but you got to hit play because that's the only way these count as downloads. The Sports Daily will be up in an hour from now. There's no weekly podcast because I put it out yesterday with Dave Neal, episode number 383. Go check that out if you haven't listened to it. It's a good conversation with Dave. Go listen to Courtney Robertson's After Reality. I did an interview with her about 30, 35 minutes that aired yesterday on her podcast. So thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. And I will talk to you tomorrow. See ya.